Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza.
You know, I finally figured out who's been winning all these Pasquale pizzas. Chris Areola.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol, Don Picos, and the Rib Shack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Hi, this is Mike. When you're in Brisbane, come by Carol's Meats and have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, live on the American Forces Network as well. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Tonight, hey, I don't leave you out. Today, we kick ass with some great guests. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury, the USC fighter, of course, that was the MVP of a USC fight night a few months ago in Austin, Texas. He'll be our guest tonight previewing UFC 129. That's this Saturday, of course, on pay-per-view featuring Jake Shields, our local guy here from Northern California, taking on Georges St-Pierre of Canada. Of course, that is the main event. Also on the same card, Randy Couture and, of course, Jose Aldo, the USC featherweight, that's 145-pound champion. We'll also talk tonight with one of my favorite people, the Goodwill Ambassador in the sport of boxing. I'm talking about Harold Letterman, the HBO judge. Without a doubt, Harold is a class act, folks. Lots of things to talk about in the next hour. We've got open phone lines. You want to talk? Here's your chance. We've got open phone lines for this next segment. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going live right now on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide, as well as, of course, sportsbylineusa.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss. The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Oh, super fly. Here I sit, the Super 5 Talk Radio, of course, when it comes to the world of sports, boxing, and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez, again, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race. Folks, we do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can catch the video going on right now at justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. Sadness in my world of boxing, folks. I mean, real sad. Richard Duran, 44 years old, former United States amateur champion, Western Olympic trials champion in 1984, California champion, Golden Glove champion. He's won just about every title there is in the world of amateurs, except for the Olympic medal, and that he was denied in 1984. And I'll get to that political mess in just a minute. Anyway, he passed away yesterday, actually Wednesday night at about 1 a.m. from a stroke. At the age of 44 years old, he's got like four or five kids. I haven't gotten down to an exact. I think his oldest is Manuel. That's the one kid that I remember meeting. And the funeral hasn't been set yet. But let me tell you a little bit about Richard. He was promoted by Don Chargan, of course, the boy promoter, now going tomorrow night on Telefutura in Reno, Nevada with Mills Lane's Sons. Of course, Mills Lane's Let's Get It On Boxing. That's what I was part of back in the day before Mills had the stroke. Had Mills Lane not had that stroke in April of 2002, we were about to start a series. We had been doing a series all along throughout the Midwest and throughout the South. We were about to start a series with CBS Television, and we'd have been on once a month, and then if it was a success, we were going to go twice a month. But Mills had this stroke as the contracts were in the mail. The FedExes were in the mail, and Mills had this contract. And, of course, you know, lost time when it comes to a stroke is means lost brain. And Mills is sort of like a cartoon now. He can't communicate much, and, of course, he was the great referee with Let's Get It On, all that kind of good stuff. But he was a good broadcast partner with myself and Al Bernstein, and we wish him the very best. But Mills Lane was a great guy, but Richard Duran was even a better guy. And Richard Duran was a kid that I remember at 17 years old, we fought for the California state title, and he went to bed one night at 119 and a quarter pounds. We were fighting at the Olympic Auditorium the very first night, the very next night. And he went to bed at 119 pounds. Now, no big deal, right? But he had to make 112 the next morning. By 8 o'clock, he had to be 112 pounds. So he got this Gator gum, this Gatorade gum, and he got a waste paper basket, and he put it next to his bed. And believe it or not, the kid slept all night, but he chewed gum all night, and he spit off 7 pounds. He weighed 111 and a half pounds that next morning. I was sweating it. because I weighed 140 and a quarter and I had to weigh 139. So I was going through all kinds of trauma throughout the night. Am I going to make the weight? I'm going to have to run in the morning. What am I going to do? So I went out about 2 o'clock that morning and ran about 3 miles in a sweatsuit. I mean, a plastic bag, all that kind of good stuff. And Richard was telling me, Pedro, all you got to do is sit here and spit, man, spit all night. Well, I couldn't get into the spitting thing. He got into the spitting thing. He won the California title. Then later that year in 1984, we all went to the Western Olympic Trials, and that was in Colorado Springs. And he won that competition hands down. I mean, the guys weren't even coming close to him. His trainer, Don Conley, I believe, wasn't there for that. But, he, you know, that was a problem with some of the amateur tournaments. They wouldn't allow you to bring your own coaches. You had some guy working your corner who'd never worked with you before. You had nothing, had no idea, no concept of what he wanted, what he could get out of you, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Richard prevailed over that, won the Western United States Olympic Trials, and he went to Houston, Texas that year to fight in the Olympic Trials. Well, they burned him. The political suits and the officials of the USAABF, was called the United States Amateur Boxing Federation back in the day, now it's called USA Boxing, okay, they had their preordained Olympic team, and it consisted of people like Pernell Whitaker and Henry Tillman, even though Mike Tyson licked Henry Tillman like a stamp. Kelsey Banks got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, okay, by Eddie Hobson, and yet Kelsey went to the Olympics and Eddie didn't. Anyway, Andy Minsker, I think, beat Meldrick Taylor twice, but lost to him twice. Then they held a secret, get this, a secret in the dark with nobody around, box off, and Andy won that, and they still gave it to Meldrick Taylor, okay? So these people have their preordained teams set in stone. So there was no way Richard Dran was going to be able to upset that apple cart. And what happened was Steve McCrory went on to, the late Steve McCrory, who died of AIDS of Detroit, Michigan, went on to win the Olympic gold medal, 112 pounds. So they convinced Richard, some knuckleheads convinced Richard to stick around for another 4 years, as they did Mario Lesperance, the 106-pound United States champion out of Vallejo, California. They convinced both these guys to stick around for another 4 years. Well, guess what? They didn't make an 88 either. And by then, they were sort of spent. I mean, all these amateur fights, you know, big deal, fighting for trophies. No, no. Richard should have turned pro at the age of 18. He didn't. He waited until he was 22 or 23. He retired early in his career. He didn't fight that long. 27-3, 13 KOs, lost 2 title fights, one to Kennedy McKinney for the IBF 122-pound title, one to Tracy Harris-Patterson for the WBC 122-pound title, and in his final fight was defeated by, I think, the best prospects we had in Northern California until Sal Colucci and Johnny Nava got involved and listened to Gil Clancy and put primetime Eddie Croft in a fight with IBF 126-pound champion Tom Johnson. Now, Eddie was already ranked number 3 by the WBC, and Don Chargan had worked out a deal with Rafael Mendoza, who handled Daniel Zaragoza, the 38-year-old ancient champion at the time, okay, who Eddie was going to lick like a stamp, but instead they allowed Eddie to fight on CBS television with an injured eye. Get this, with an injured eye at 126 pounds. Tom Johnson weighed in 140 pounds for the fight. Tom Johnson beat Eddie pretty handily, and then he was knocked out of the WBC ratings. And in his next fight, Johnny Nava and Sal Colucci, being the brain trust that they are, and I know Johnny listens to this show and he hates my guts. I see him in person and he scowls at me. You know what, Johnny? You're an idiot. Because you put your guy in with Marco Antonio Barrera next, okay? And Barrera was like 33-0 with 32 knockouts. Did you think he had a chance to win in that fight? No. You guys just took the money from the Johnson fight. You took the money from the Barrera fight. You took a damaged fighter into both fights. And guess what? He lost both fights. He lost big. He was the best prospect we had in Northern California for a long, long time. So Richard Dran lost his last fight in 1994 to Eddie Croft, and he retired. He died this week at the age of 44. Funeral plans are pending. You can check them out on my website, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. I've got an article on Richard up there. It was tough to write because he was like a little brother to me. I was about 8 years older than him. And when we roomed together at the Olympic fights down there in Los Angeles and then again in Colorado Springs, he was the greatest kid you could ever imagine. He was just a wonderful young man. He's a wonderful father, and I wish his family the best. And I'll be attending a funeral probably Monday in Sacramento, California. So tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of the great Richard Dran. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are broadcasting live as I speak on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. Gennaro Hernandez was supposed to be here tonight. Harold Letterman will take his place at about 40 minutes past the hour. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC fighter, talking MMA.
Did you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Yeah, Sabu's taking a little bit of beating here.
There's a knee strike. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
The referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he's tapped. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier.
Fight fans in California, if you need professional licensed and insured movers, then your choice has to be Route66Moving.com. They've been serving the Bay Area for years now. They're fully insured, licensed, and of course, Better Business Bureau accredited as well. They're a reliable moving company. They move my ancient pinball machines. I'm talking about, I've got pinball machines that are 50 years old, okay? And I was scared to death to put them in anybody's hands. And Nick, with Route 66 Moving, took care of business. They moved the machines. They wrapped them up. They wrapped them in blankets. They had bubble wrap. They had it all going on. I mean, there's no hidden charges with these guys. They'll move anything around the Bay Area, from the Bay Area to L.A. and San Diego. There's no hidden charges. Okay, you can give them a call at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. Or a free online quote can be requested at Route66Moving.com. That's Route66Moving.com, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And Nick, my man, I thank you so much for the help. Now, my next guest needs no introduction to the world of MMA, folks. He is a king. I call him King Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, he is the 205-pound fighter of the UFC. King Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Talking to you is always a pleasure, man. Life treating you good?
Hell yeah, always. Always treating me good.
Okay, so what's up for you next? When are you going to fight again?
I'm fighting here in about 5 weeks. It'll be June 4th at at the Palms in Vegas for the Ultimate Fighter 13 finale.
Okay. Talk to me about this Ultimate Fighter 13 finale. Of course, this is the reality TV series, right?
That's right. They got Team Brock Lesnar versus Team Junior DeSantos going on right now. And basically, you'll see some guys from the card fighting. You'll see some other good fights on the card as well. And then the coaches will square off a few weeks after that.
Okay, so who wins that fight between Brock Lesnar and Junior Dos Santos, King?
I got to tell you, it really is a coin flip because you look at these guys, you see what happens when Lesnar takes some punches.
He doesn't take them well.
Even in the Carwin fight, he turns away. He definitely doesn't like getting hit. And Dos Santos is one of those guys. He can put you away fast. But on the other hand, Dos Santos isn't like Cain Velasquez. If he gets taken down, he's not going to just pop back up to his feet like Cain did. If he gets taken down, it's going to be like Lesnar Mir, the second one, where he gets him in that weird little half-guard pin and just starts mashing his face in. So it really is a toss-up. If Lesnar gets the takedown, it's game over. And if Dos Santos touches his chin, it's game over.
King Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. He is an MMA fighter of the upper echelon when it comes to 205 pounds. He was the MVP of the UFC Fight Night from Austin, Texas, a few months back. Now tell me, UFC 129, this Saturday night, Jake Shields, a local guy from Northern California, trains in Northern California, taking on Georges St. Pierre. Does Jake have a chance, or he's won a title almost in every organization he's been in but the UFC? How does this fight play down for Kyle?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt Jake has a chance. He's an incredible athlete. He's super talented. He's one of the best. He has one of the best ground games in all of MMA. But with that said, he's going against, in my opinion, the best guy all around, top to bottom in MMA. Obviously, Anderson Silva is a tremendous striker. But when you talk about complete game, I don't think there's anybody that's better than Georges St. Pierre. And Georges has already beat John Fitch and Josh Koscheck, a couple of my teammates. Personally, I think Fitch will probably give a better fight than anybody else out there. But, looking at this fight, I just don't see Jake Shields taking him down and finding a submission. GSP has tremendous takedown defense. The guys I just mentioned that I trained with, Fitch and Koscheck, had a lot of trouble getting them to the ground, if at all. And you look at GSP's stand-up, he's going to be able to put hands on him. He's going to be able to kick. He's going to be able to knee. He's going to be able to do a lot of things. And I just don't see Shields being able to compete with that stand-up. And it's not going to go, a super easy takedown and then find my nice little guillotine or whatever. I mean, GSP's well-versed on the ground as well. So even if he does get on the ground, I don't think he's going to get submitted. So it's a five-round fight. I give everything to GSP in this one.
Okay, GSP is Georges St. Pierre, folks, of Canada. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The email address, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. We are broadcasting live as I speak on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. Okay, Randy Couture says it's his last fight. The guy's like 47 years old. He's been a heavyweight champion. He's been a light heavyweight champion. He's sort of an icon in the world of MMA. He's taking on Lyoto Machida, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what's going to happen there?
Well, I've had the fortune of being able to train with Lyoto a few times, and both on the show and then over at AK, and he's a tremendous guy. He only weighs about 208 to 210 when he's in fight shape, so I think once Anderson's done, he's going to drop to 185. But with that said, he's still too fast for an old Couture. He's got knockout power in his legs and his hands. Again, he's one of the – haven't trained with him. He's one of the hardest guys to take down. He's just too quick. He has great footwork. Everybody thinks they see, his hands at his chest with that old-school karate style, and then they think, I can hit this guy. And, they step in and he's gone, or they step in and they're eating a punch. So, plus I think the fact that Lyoto really wants to get back to the title shot, he really wants to step up and prove that he's not the guy that had that boring fight against Rampage, and he wants to be exciting. He wants another fight like he had against Thiago Silva.
Okay, so
he's going to look to be aggressive in this.
John Jones, the current UFC light heavyweight champion, is quite impressive. He's got the longest arms of any boxer, I think, in MMA artists in history. Tell me what are his negatives. We know his positives. What negatives does he have?
Well, you know, it's hard to pick, but, I mean, you haven't seen a whole lot of holes in his game. I would say, you know, if I'm going to nitpick, it would be his stand-up. Everybody says, oh, man, he does all this cool stuff, spinning back fist, spinning back elbow, spinning back kick. And that's all fine, you know. I think when he was first doing that, not a lot of people expected it. And now, as you see, you know, in his last couple fights, you don't see it as often simply because the element of surprise isn't there anymore. You know, he needs to work on just different things. Like, obviously, you see he has great knees and he has the tremendous reach, but I don't think he has great hands by any means. He doesn't have great kicks. You know, he's more of a defensive striker and he's waiting for the takedown these days. So I would say, you know, he would take a guy like Forrest Griffin, you know, adding some tools to his toolbox and being able to come in, and if he could keep things standing and using his size against him, maybe muscle him around, that would be, you know, something where he could at least see some kind of hole in his game. But right now, the guy looks pretty perfect.
You know, we were talking about Randy Couture a minute ago, and James Toney fought Randy Couture last time. Of course, James Toney, a former titleist at middleweight, super middleweight, cruiserweight, and for a minute heavyweight until he tested positive for steroids, even though he was fat as a pig. James Toney got taken down in less than 40 seconds, was just humiliated by Randy Couture. What makes boxers think they can step into this other realm and succeed? You think is it just because Tony's crazy, or do other boxers, you think, have the same mindset that Tony, they could beat MMA fighters?
Well, I think the thing is for boxers is that they have mastered their craft. And, you know, that if you spend all that time doing one thing, you can become, you know, great and elite level at it. And when you look at MMA fighters and you see just their hands, you think, boy, these guys can't throw a punch to save their life. But the fact is you have to learn so much more than just boxing. You have to learn boxing as well as Muay Thai, wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu, you name it. The list goes on and on. And, you know, all that time spent doing these other things does take a little bit from what you can learn in boxing. But also, it comes down to the stance and how you throw things. You know, you can't over-rotate on a hook. You can't really sink into a right hand. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, if you overextend yourself, you're just wide open for a takedown. You know, if you've got that lead leg pointed in a little bit, as boxers do, then you're susceptible to leg kicks. So there's a lot of things you can't do in MMA that you would be able to get away with in boxing. And I think that's why they look at us and maybe think, well, you know what, this guy's a punk. I could whoop his ass if I stepped in there. But I tell you what, you look at boxers that come in, and from the dawn of UFC, when it was guys coming in with one fighting style versus another fighting style, like the Kumite in Bloodsport, boxers never won. They never had a chance. They never beat the Greco-Roman wrestler. They never beat the judo guy. They never beat any of that, you know? I mean, even the jiu-jitsu guy, you look at Hoist and all the success he had, he threw a push kick and had some weak trip that he'd get guys to the ground with, and then he'd submit them, you know, and then he went against boxers and stuff like that. So now the level has just changed dramatically because of everybody coming up and the sport evolving. So, I mean, now when you put a boxer in there, I think it's even worse than before.
Okay, well, of course, Tony didn't help himself showing up fat as a pig either.
That's definitely true, but Same being said, you know, nothing. No disrespect to the boxers. I think any MMA guy tries his hand in boxing, he can get his ass whipped in boxing.
Okay.
You know, it's apples and oranges. There's two different things out there. So, to the boxing purists, you know, any guy that's got good hands for an MMA fighter, it's a whole other ball game trying to get in there and box a real boxer.
Okay, I got 40 seconds left with King Kyle's Kingsbury, folks, and of course he's going to fight July 13th.
June 4th.
All right.
That fight will be on Spike TV if you can't make it out to Vegas.
Fantastic. So I got about 30 seconds here. Who is the best fighter pound for pound in MMA right now?
Pound for pound, it is GSP, Georges St-Pierre.
Okay, so we get to see the best fighter pound for pound in the world this Saturday on pay-per-view beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. And Kyle, if you want to come on down and bring some pictures, we'd love to have you at Ricky's Sports Theater this Saturday night. You got plans?
Actually, I do. I'm making an appearance at the new American Kickboxing Academy in San Jose, so I got to be there with my teammates.
All right.
I do appreciate it.
Well, I do appreciate your time, man. God bless you. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend. I will talk to you soon.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me, Pedro.
The King, folks. Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury of the MMA. Of course, a UFC star. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to say hello to my lovely cousin Cecilia, who says I didn't say hello to her last week, but I did. Anyway, the bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, and stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to one of my sponsors, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats out there in Brisbane, California. Speaking of Brisbane, California, if you're looking for a rip-roaring Wild West time, folks, help the Wolf support Brisbane School District's Wild West Spring Thing. That's this Saturday night, April 30th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Come enjoy delicious barbecue, wild game tasting, including rattlesnake, alligator, elk, venison, wild boar, dancing to the rocking tunes of the Jessica Carlin Band, a huge silent auction, even bigger live auction, hanging out with the Fitz and Randy, of course, the Biscuit, and there's all kinds of good things going on. All proceeds go to the three schools in the Brisbane School District. Tickets are a steal at $30 for one, $25 for two or more. This is an adult-only event. Child care is available at $10 a pop, and it includes dinner. Get out there, have some good time, and support your kids. You can visit them at the best the best BTO. Let me try that one again. The best PTO.org, or call them at 415-246-9838. Now that I've got that out of the way, my line is open. Of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. My next guest is the Goodwill Ambassador of the sport of boxing. In fact, I think if he was president of the United States, there would be no wars in the world. I'm talking about the great Harold Lederman. How are you, Harold?
Thank you, Pedro. I'm fine.
That's good. How's love your lovely wife, Eileen?
Eileen's fine also. It's always good to hear your voice.
No, but see, I got the Eileen right this time because I usually call her Irene, don't I?
All the time.
I remember I went through an entire interview with Angelo Dundee and kept calling his wife Carol or something like that, and their name was Helen, and they didn't scold me on it, they didn't correct me on it, they didn't say a word till after the interview was over. But somehow I blow wife's names often, but I've got Eileen down now. Say hello to Mrs. Lederman for me.
Will do.
Okay, and how's Julie doing?
Oh, Julie's fine. You know, a lot of boxing around, and, you know, she's just happy to be judging.
Okay, speaking of judging, Harold, how does one become a boxing judge?
Well, you know, the best way to do it is the way Julie and I did it. You start in the amateurs. You know, there's a huge need for judges in the amateurs. It doesn't pay much. It's more rewarding than anything else, but you learn an awful lot, you know, and it's fun. To tell you the truth, when I started judging amateur boxing, I used to judge five nights a week. They used to have like 20 fights on a show, and I used to make $5 for the whole night. But, boy, you learn a lot about boxing doing that. After I did it for 2 years, I went to the State Athletic Commission, and I applied for a license based on my amateur experience, and they gave me one. But the best way to do it is you go to any amateur show and just walk over and say hello, introduce yourself, and say you want to judge. And, you know, they start you out, they teach everything, and, you know, they're terrific. And it's a crying need for amateur judges, and really that's the best way to start.
What makes a good boxing judge?
Well, concentration is like 99% of it. I mean, you got to sit there and really concentrate, not fall asleep, and know what you're looking at. I mean, you know, and basically that's it, you know. And I mean, if you watch a lot of these young kids today, and boy, you got a lot of good young judges coming up, and you watch some of them, just watch the way they concentrate, you know, on the fight. And that's really a huge part of it. You know, you sit there and you say to yourself, God darn, I'm going to concentrate on this fight, and I'm going to pick the winner correctly. And then, you know, and after that, it's not too difficult.
Okay. Without naming a certain judge, but there's one judge out of Texas, which I mentioned on my website this morning, which I will not name. But time and time again, he gets fights wrong. I remember the Pagliaella Hugo Dianzo fight. Dianzo whipped on Pagliaella like 11 out of 12 rounds, not 12 zip. And this fighter gave the fight to Pagliaella. There were other fights like the Azuma Nelson, Gennaro Hernandez fight, when, of course, Azuma was defending his title a second time around. It was second defense of his second reign. Gennaro took the title away, got dropped in the seventh round after the bell with a punch to the throat. The great Gennaro Hernandez decided not to take the win on a disqualification, but instead took the five-minute rest and came back and won a split decision. But again, this one judge had a very one-sided fight for Azuma Nelson by 1 point. Why do these guys keep, without naming them, why do these guys keep getting assignments if they're so incompetent and so terrible?
I know. Sometimes you really have to wonder. I've wondered the same thing, you know, a lot of times myself. What I hate about Texas is that, you know, there's too many guys that in Texas that vote for the hometown guy, and that kills me. That's the problem we had on numerous fights in Texas where a judge would vote for the Texas guy. I mean, we all remember Paulie Malignaggi won, Diaz won. You know, that was the classic. But anyway.
Was Gail Van Hoy involved with that one?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was involved with that
See,
one.
Now, Gail, that's the judge that I didn't want to bring up. But Gail Van Hoy, in my opinion, is the worst judge I have ever seen in the world of professional boxing. I have never seen a guy get it wrong more often and get more assignments. It's like he gets it wrong, and then a month later you see he's working a world title fight somewhere else. I don't get it. If a guy was incompetent as a bus driver and he got in the car accident after bus accident after bus accident, yeah, they'd throw him off the bus system, okay? If a guy got on the radio and blurted out four-letter words all the time, they'd take him off the air. But Gail Van Hoy has got a free ticket to ride. Has he got naked pictures of dirty pictures of somebody or something or what?
Well, you know, you really have to go to the people who assign the judges to find out the answers
Dickie
to those
Cole.
Kind of questions. I mean, you know, in Texas, you know, it's the State Athletic Commission, and certainly on a world scale, you know, we're looking at world title fights. It's, you know, the WBC, the WBA, the IBF, for the WBO. I mean, so, you know, if you get these guys that you know, consistently have the wrong scores, you know, the sanctioning body should sit them down for a little while and, you know, maybe send them to another training course or whatever. They have those all the time. And the state should also do the same thing. I mean, if a guy blows it all the time, my God, you know, sit him down, put him into a couple more training courses, put him into some fights that aren't high-profile fights, and then bring him back to the high-profile fights.
And if he blows it again, he's done.
Well, I don't know about being done, but, I mean, you can retrain him, that's for sure.
Okay. You know, the WBO is one of my sponsors, and I have to give them their props because – and when you hear about controversial decisions in the world of boxing, usually there's the WBC and the WBA and the IBF. But the WBO, under the leadership of the great Francisco Valcarcel Paco to his friends, seems to have less controversy when it comes to judging and decisions. Do you think that's because of Paco's leadership?
I think it's because Paco knows boxing. He really keeps up with the judges. He keeps up with the scores. I mean, I've worked for Paco in the past. Julie works for him to this day. You know, he stays up on it. He looks at the decisions. He looks at the scorecards. He knows, you know, what the good scores are. He knows what the bad scores are, and he knows who's giving them. You know, and he operates his organization by, you know, assigning good judges, especially in fights that he knows, you know, are going to be really, really tough fights to score. I mean, he stays up on the game, and he puts the right officials into the right situations, and that's so important.
Okay. Let's change subjects a little bit. Andre Berto took on Victor Ortiz a couple of weeks ago, and he was a pretty good favorite over Victor Ortiz. People thought Victor Ortiz had some canine running in his blood after the Marcos Medina fight of a couple of years ago, but obviously that wasn't the case as Victor got vicious in a minute there. Ortiz, is he the real deal or is he just a flash in the pan?
Oh, I loved him. I mean, I thought that was about as good a fight as you're going to see anywhere, and certainly vicious. Victor Ortiz was vicious. I mean, you know, he really showed everything that people had predicted, you know, for him, you know, for a long time already. You're right, he did quit against Marcos Medina. You know, he was hurt. His eye was shut. I mean, he was getting battered, and he just, you know, said no mas. But certainly against Andre Berto, I mean, he looked sensational. It was just a great fight. Berto's a tough guy. Berto claimed that he hurt his thumb in the second round, and if he did, that hurt him a lot. And because they were going shot to shot, I mean, these guys were knocking each other down like crazy. I mean, it was just an absolutely incredible fight. If any of your listeners, you know, didn't see it, it's certainly available on HBO On Demand. I mean, you know, you got to watch it. It was absolutely a great fight. It'll make an absolutely sensational rematch. I mean, I think Victor Ortiz is the real thing. I think it's an exciting division. I mean, unfortunately, he's in a mandatory position now to keep his WBC belt. And the mandatory is a guy that nobody knows is Selçuk Aydın, the young fighter from Turkey. But everybody that's ever seen Selçuk Aydın says he's a heck of a fighter, beating some of the top guys in Europe. And, you know, he's just been waiting for a shot, you know, at the title. Andre Berto never wanted to fight him. I mean, Andre has been ducking a mandatory for about 2 years already. So Victor Ortiz wins the title from Andre Berto, and he's obligated to fight the number one leading available contender, who happens to be Selçuk Aydın. So I think that, you know, somehow or another, they're going to put that fight together. I think it'll be a heck of a fight from what everybody says. Aydın is a real good fighter, and I think it's going to turn out to be a tremendous fight. So, you know, we'll see where he goes, but I really like Vicious Victor Ortiz. A heck of a personality, nice guy, terrific kid. I think he's got a fighter's demeanor. And he's a southpaw, you know, which doesn't make him any easier. He's got a heck of a left hand. He doesn't jab at all. All he throws is right hooks, power punches, you know, good straight left hands. And, you know, he's strictly a power puncher. I mean, the guy really comes to fight. He doesn't throw a lot of punches, but he's exciting.
Okay, Harold, boxing historian Ron Marshall of PugetLibre.com. He sells boxing books across the bay here in San Francisco, over in San Leandro, California. He noted that like 19 or 20 now champions of the major sanctioning bodies are left-handed, something that was unheard of in the old days. Is it because the trainers are no longer turning these guys around, these left-handers, and making them fight right-handed, or is it just a proliferation of guys being born left-handed now?
No, I mean, you know, in the old days, you know, you go back into the 40s, you had to fight righty. They took left-handed guys and they turned them around. You know, I mean, if you're a southpaw, you couldn't get a fight. So they turned southpaws around. They made them fight right-handed. That's why you never saw Ray Robinson fight southpaws, you know, people like that. You didn't see Carmen Basilio against the mess of southpaws. On the other hand, today you get guys, you know, coming out of the amateur program and legitimate southpaws, and they let them fight southpaw. So, you know, all of a sudden we're getting more southpaws than right-handed guys. But that's the reason. The reason is that in the old days they didn't let you fight southpaw. Now they do, and there's a lot of them around. And, you know, listen, the truth of the matter is they're tough guys to fight for a number of reasons. As you're a former fighter, you know better than anybody. Number one, they circle the wrong direction. I mean, instead of circling to the left like an orthodox fighter does, a southpaw naturally circles to his right, which is, you know, awkward for a right-handed guy fighting a southpaw. Number two, they give you half the body to swing at. In other words, they're always slanted halfway away from you with that right hand out in front. And, you know, so that's the second reason. The third reason is you're just not used to seeing that, you know, their power hand being the left hand, you know. So a lot of guys get blinded by the right jab and get knocked out by the straight left. So, you know, it's not exactly easy to fight a southpaw. Everything goes the opposite way. You got to train for a southpaw. And, you know, there's a heck of a lot of good ones out there. And I think this has been the case since the days of Marvin Hagler.
You know what's funny is that my first trainer, the great Eddie Machen, of course, who fought Sonny Liston and was knocked out by Ingemar Johansson in a big upset over in Sweden when he was ranked number one in the world. Anyway, Eddie tried to turn me around from a left-hander to a right-hander. And for the first, I think I had six or seven fights with him, and he tried mixing me up back and forth, and it didn't work. So he finally let me do whatever I wanted to do, and I ended up boxing both ways, sometimes orthodox, sometimes southpaw. But the bottom line was he gave me the option to do both. Other trainers like Ray Salas and people like that here in San Francisco were, like, deadly against it. They wouldn't allow their guys to fight left-handed, which I thought was detrimental to their careers, and it took away from them. But Eddie had the foresight to at least let me do my own thing, both and fight either both left-handed or right-handed, and thank God for Eddie, the late, great Eddie Machen. Now, real quick, we're a week away from Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley's like 39 years old. His legs are not what they used to be. Is this going to be a competitive fight?
Well, it's not our fight anymore, you know, as you well know. I hope it'll be a competitive fight. You know, Sugar Shane was a great welterweight champion in his day and certainly a great fighter. And, you know, I love the guy. And, you know, I hate to see him, you know, get in there and take a beating like Antonio Margarito did, unfortunately. Sugar Shane Mosley, very, very talented guy. I hope he still has enough speed to be competitive with Manny Pacquiao. So I'm hoping for the best.
Okay. Has a fighter ever been able to move up like Manny Pacquiao has and been successful and been strong in the later rounds against bigger guys? Duran wasn't able to do it, and Duran was the greatest fighter of all time, possibly, or one of them. Henry Armstrong had problems moving up in weight and being stronger than these guys in the middle and late rounds. But yet Pacquiao seems to get stronger about the 8th or 9th, 10th round than guys that are bigger than him. Is that unnatural? Is that physically possible without the use of chemical enhancements?
Well, listen, nobody's ever caught Manny Pacquiao doing anything illegal yet. So, you know, he's amazing. He's just an amazing guy. He really is. I mean, I think he's proved that it's possible. I think he does it legitimately. You know, I think he just trains and trains and trains. And you know, he's an incredible athlete, and that's all there is to it. You know, he certainly deserves the adulation that he gets from the boxing world and from, you know, the sporting world in general. And without doubt, you know, he's going to go down in history as one of the great fighters of all time. I mean, man, he's amazing. He really is. You know, super fighter, you know, unbelievable speed, unbelievable power. I mean, we saw that, you know, when he flattened big guys like, you know, like De La Hoya and Hatton and what he did to Margarito. I mean, you know, just no stopping the guy. And right now, I mean, you really want to pay to see the guy because he's in the prime of his career. I mean, he'll never get any better than he is now. I really think he's on top of his game, and he's just a great athlete.
Harold Letterman, you are the greatest. I love you. Say hello to Julie and Eileen for me.
Will do. Thank you, Pedro.
The greatest, folks. The greatest boxing ambassador in the history of the game. I'm talking about the great Harold Letterman. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and yes, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, Pedro Fernandez.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis as we age? Now, there is an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you long-lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. Blue Goo is the official pain relief gel of the Los Angeles Lakers. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Look for the new easy-to-use squeezable bottles of Blue Goo in Walmart stores or online at dothegoo.com.
This just in, local police report burglaries are increasing.
Unemployment levels are improving, but still terrible.
Violent home invasions are becoming more common.
Stop. There's enough bad news out there. Protect your family with a home security system now. It's more important than ever. Sign up now for 24/7 professional security system monitoring. And your good credit means there's no equipment to buy. Friendly operators are standing by. When your security alarm system has been activated, you'll receive a free 3-day, 2-night vacation resort stay as a thank you gift. Call now.
Call toll-free 1-855-475-0115 for a free, no-obligation home security analysis. That's 855-475-0115. Friendly agents are standing by, so don't wait any longer. Call toll-free now, 1-855-475-0115.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Want to mention real quick my song of the month, Pedro's song of the month at towerofpower.com. Yes, I do some work with the band, towerofpower.com. You can check out the latest song of the month, and it is the April tune. It's called Some Days Were Meant for Rain. It's dedicated to ailing broadcaster Nick Charles and the late Bump City Bill of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Speaking of ailing, Junaro Hernandez will be our guest Saturday morning, 11 a.m. right here at Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, and of course, live on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide as well. I want to thank my listeners on the web. I want to thank my listeners on the radio. I want to thank my producers. I want to thank my people listening and watching on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. And I also want to thank my dearest Auntie Julie, who's not feeling too well. I hope you feel a little bit better, dearest Dan, because I love you. Deep in my heart, you're like a mother to me. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. Peace and respect. I'm out of here. Take it away, Scott Cuddy.